from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Antigua's Prime Minister heads home early from a summit of Eastern Caribbean leaders after police tear gas protesters. OECS nations announce initiatives to ease the debt burden of their organization, and the Wayland controversy hits St. Lucia with hotel cancellations. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. There's a tense calm in the southern coastal community of Old Road, Antigua, a day after police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at villagers protesting against the near $50 million hotel expansion project. They say the new development at the Carlisle Bay Hotel will destroy the environment of the area, particularly the mangroves on which the villagers depend for fishing. Prime Minister Lester Burrell was returning home from an overseas trip to deal with the situation. Journalist Julius Giddens is in St. John's.
The Prime Minister, Lester Burrell, has cut short his trip to Dominica for the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States Summit. He is due back in Antigua this afternoon to deal with the crisis himself. We understand that the developers had privately suggested that they're going to make one last attempt to sort out their difficulties with the people of Old Road, failing which